All right, Charmaine Broughton is on the phone. And Char, I don't know about you, but the snow, I've had enough.
Oh, me, you and me both, Kev.
And I have been eating. I've been comfort eating. And I was wondering, like, you probably have some fun new comfort foods, some twists on some classics, maybe?
I do have a couple. Well, I have one that's a twist on a classic. But the first recipe that we're going to talk about is fairly traditional, but I have put a little bit of a Inshar's Kitchen twist on it, I guess you could call it.
Fantastic.
And this is my pumpkin coconut baked oatmeal. So oatmeal is so yummy and delicious, and it's a pantry staple. But with, you know, a couple of add-ins, you can add a real oomph to it and really warm that belly on the cold days like today. I mean, it's minus 24.
Yeah.
Who on earth called for that?
Not this guy.
No, me neither. Okay, so for this recipe, you're just going to whisk together your wet ingredients, which is some milk, some pure pumpkin puree, some maple syrup, a couple of eggs, and vanilla extract and coconut extract. You're going to whisk that together. Then you're going to add in your dry ingredients, which are your oats and some chopped up walnuts. You could do chopped up almonds as well. Some pumpkin seeds, some chia, hemp, and flax seeds, you know, for all that fiber and healthy fats. Some cinnamon, ginger, a little bit of baking powder, and salt. And then you're going to mix your dry ingredients with your wet ingredients. Place this mixture into a baking dish that's been well greased. Into the oven it goes for about 30 minutes at 375. And, you know, in about half an hour, you've got this amazing, yummy baked oatmeal that just will warm your belly. And just like all the flavors of the coconut and the pumpkin and the cinnamon and the ginger will not only warm you up, but it will fuel you as well, because there's lots of great nutrients in all of those ingredients.
Well, it sounds fantastic, Char. And of course, you'll be able to get the ingredients, the steps, and how to make it from Char's website, which there will be a link at mystratfordnow.com. Char, what else do you have for us today?
Alrighty, so the next one is my deconstructed cabbage roll bake. So, I mean, to me, nothing screams comfort food like cabbage rolls. But, you know, they're pretty fussy because you have to get the whole head of cabbage and you boil it and then you have to make the mixture and then you have to roll them all individually. And don't get me wrong, they are delicious, but I'm all about delicious and doable and quick and easy recipes. So I've taken all of the elements of a cabbage roll, like a traditional cabbage roll, but put them into a pasta bake. So for this one, you're going to cook off some rigatoni, drain it and set aside. And then you're going to saute an onion with some dried fennel and additional dried herbs and some ground pork. And you're going to saute all that up. You're going to add some marinara sauce, a little bit of sugar and vinegar, a chopped green pepper, some garlic, and then some shredded cabbage. So you could buy a head of cabbage and chop it up yourself, and or save yourself a step and go on into the grocery store and buy like the coleslaw mix. It's like the pre-packaged chopped up cabbage. Add that to your pan. You need 3 cups of that. Stir it all together, and then you're going to stir that mixture with your cooked pasta and then into a baking dish that's been really well greased, and you're going to top the whole thing with a handful of grated parm. Into the oven it goes just for about 20 minutes at 400, and out comes this amazing, delicious, twist on cabbage roll comfort food. It is so good. And the other the garnish for this this pasta bake is my sauce. You're going to take some sour cream, a little bit of sauerkraut, dill, and some chives, a little bit of milk and garlic. Stir that together, and you're going to dollop that sauce on top of each portion of the deconstructed cabbage roll bake. And I guarantee the listeners will literally gobble this up.
That sounds amazing.
It's so good. Do we have time for one more?
Of course we do. I make time for you.
Oh, well, thanks, Kev. All right. Now, to me, I need to have something sweet that's comforting as well. And to me, there's nothing more comforting than a peanut butter cookie. But this is a twist on a peanut butter cookie, and this is my chocolate cheesecake peanut butter cookie bars. So for this recipe, for the cookie layer, it's so easy. It's just some peanut butter, some sugar, brown and white, some eggs, vanilla, and a little bit of salt. You're going to stir that together. You're going to press half of that mixture into the bottom of an 8 by 8 inch square baking pan lined with parchment paper. And then you're going to make your cheesecake layer, which is some cream cheese, some melted chocolate, some sugar, an egg, a little bit of vanilla. Mix all that together until it's really well combined. Pour the layer on top of the peanut butter cookie layer. And then with the remaining peanut butter cookie layer, you're just going to crumble it on top. It's not going to look pretty, but it's going to taste absolutely delicious. Then you're going to sprinkle some chopped up peanuts and additional chocolate chips on top of it. Into the oven that goes for about 30 minutes at 350. You're going to take them out of the oven, let them cool, and you chop them into 12 or 16 pieces. And these are so delicious, so yummy, so great, you know, after a day of shoveling, served with a cup of, with a mug of hot chocolate, and just kind of like comfort food at its finest, but with a little bit of a twist with that chocolate cheesecake layer.
That sounds amazing as well, Char.
Yes, I know. All three are so delicious, so doable, so yummy, and will hit the comfort food spot.
Just talking about them makes me feel more comfort.
Oh, good.
And I was wondering where we could go to find your recipes, and maybe if somebody's looking for your book.
Yeah, so all my recipes are up on my website, charmaryebroughton.com, and I think you're going to have a link to it. And then my cookbook, it is available on Amazon, but it's also available at Fanfare Books. In Stratford. So I encourage all the listeners to get out, support those small businesses, and grab a copy of Delicious and Doable at Fanfare Books on Ontario Street.
Fantastic, Char. And of course, you can get a link to find all of Charmaine's information at mystratfordnow.com. Thank you so much.